I have an emotional reaction when I look at a picture of a bed bug. It's got a tick-like silhouette, tiny little legs, and a crusty-looking layered back. Sure, if you believe the spin, it has cute ears and it's snug in a rug. But we all know that it's unlikely we'll get a tight sleep when bed bugs are around. And now the National Pest Management Association, self-proclaimed protectors of public health and property, reports that many more bedbugs have returned to the roost. The roost would be us, cozy within our beds and their reason for living. Someone must pay. First, some entomological background, courtesy of the Pest World website. The bedbug's life is a nocturnal, transient, hungry, hardy one. They enter our homes and hotels via suitcases or perhaps old stuffed furniture. They live happily wherever they can fit their thin little bodies during the day, and they prey on us at night. Bedbugs can live up to a year without eating. Second, the legal background, liability for these pests. A good example comes from the Federal Appeals Court in Chicago. Judges there, like so many others, find bedbugs creepy. The court upheld nearly $400,000 in damages to two guests bitten by bedbugs in what I'll call a big chain hotel in what I'll call a huge Illinois city. Because bedbugs don't have deep pockets, of course, the hotel had to pay. It knew about the problem, the court decided, failed to take action, and so should shell out. It wasn't the first time bedbugs brought big bucks to the bitten. When a blood-sucking bug's name, Cimex lectularius, reminds one of a certain count with similar proclivities, what would you expect? At least a couple of states specifically label bedbugs public nuisances and dangers to public health. Landlords, furniture stores, prisons, railroad operators all face potential bedbug liability, depending on the jurisdiction. The more they know about the, quote, disagreeable insects, and their reputation for, quote, tenacious adherence to their established place of abode, the more potential liability there is for bedbug harborers. This is all highly relevant today, of course, because an increase in bedbugs may bring with it a swarm of bedbug litigation. Sure, the decisions don't all favor the bitten. Courts have rejected the argument that the presence of bedbugs is proof that the woman of the house is a bad wife. And they've refused to find that a bedbug presence is a sign of the homeowner's mental incapacity. But you can hear the cringe when they tell the tale of a man who carried with him to work an inquisitive bedbug that would come forth from some secret place, much to his embarrassment. Someone did pay. So relax. The law is, in the end, keeping watch over us with a fine exterminator's eye. Good night. Sleep tight. I'm Amy Guida.